Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is the interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. The date today is the 14th of Ramadan, 1445. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum.
Today our topic is on challenges, macro and micro. Let's start with Gaza. Mufti Saab, what's the latest news in Gaza?
All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm reading from here. This is an old one, but still it can give you good insight. The guy, Rivlin, who was the president of Israel. So he says it's time to admit that Israel is a sick society. This is the president of Israel, right? Not currently, previously. Now it's Herzog. So he said that time to admit that Israel is a sick society. The Israeli Holocaust again. Imagine this is the president of Israel. I sent it to you. So you can go and quote it and see and what. Then another one that I sent out on all the groups and everywhere. So we must remember, and this is that we should see that what people are, what people think and what is going on the ground. See what is this? Israel lost over 3,600 casualties since the start of the war in Gaza. So let me read from here. This is 21st March. It's not some old news. Israeli media addressed on Sunday the increasing number of the Israeli occupation forces killed. Soldiers during the confrontation against the Palestinian resistance in Gaza, which amounts to the size of a brigade. Channel 12 military correspondent Zeev Devori said Israeli militants lost around 600 occupation troops alongside 3,000 injuries, a number not experienced for decades. Earlier today, the Israeli occupation military confirmed that the sergeant first successfully began confrontation with Palestinian resistance in. So you must remember that with Palestinian resistance, so in the Gaza, okay. So that was now that he said, okay, earlier today Israeli occupation were confirmed that the sergeant was killed and that that by Shifa Hospital and so forth. The military mentioned the troops, the killed troops bought with the 932 Battalion of the Nahal Brigade. Israeli political writer Ben Kasbat says, there is nothing in Gaza other than Hamas' attempt to return and build its capabilities in areas where the army had retreated, emphasizing this is something Israel has absolutely no control, according to the Israeli website. The Israeli military continues to censor this portion. The actual number of killed and injured soldiers among its ranks during ground battles in Gaza is an attempt to conceal its losses. However, the accurate reports and footage published by Palestinian resistance show that the losses incurred on the IOF, the Israeli occupation forces, are much larger than that they would admit. So it shows they're getting a good hiding also, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala destroyed these haramis and these terrorists.
Mufti Saab, with regards to the challenges in, we're speaking about micro, macro. So Mufti Saab, with regards to micro in South Africa, what are the challenges that we are facing and what are the solutions here in South Africa?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We all know that elections is going to take place. So we need to study this from three perspectives. Number one is the Western Cape is under DA control. So if the Muslims play their cards properly, So if the Muslims play their cards properly, so you must remember that in a case like that, what will happen is that you must remember that they can bring down the DA to less than 50%. You see, all the opposition parties are like uniting. They want to bring the ANC less than 50%. I never voted ANC and I'll never vote. I never ever voted DA and I'll never vote them. We say to vote for DA is haram and is a vote for genocide. So, but that is the play that we need to understand. So that if you take DA, every Muslim, wherever you are, the provincial vote, national vote, whatever, we should try and vote for somebody else beside them, so we decrease their influence and so forth and so on. So that will be a good thing for us as Muslims. We know they're 100% pro-Israel and pro-Zionist and so forth and so on. Then the next issue will be that in a case like this, that ANC, they have nobody else to blame but themselves, because of the corruption, the stealing, and the lack of security and services and whatever. You know, I just returned from Trichardt and Secunda and these places. It's an absolute shame, you know, if you go inside and just look at the roads. Inside, I mean, if you go in the town area, you go there in the Indian townships previously known, and the white townships and that, and African township will be worse, obviously. So remember, the potholes are like craters and so forth. So they got nobody else to blame if they go below 50%, that's the ANC. But that is what we need to understand for South Africa. So number one, that we need to bring all these parties below 50%. DA in Cape, Western Cape, and there's ANC less than 50%. Therefore, in 1994, when there was euphoria in South Africa, people like sheep, you know, that is the truth, you know, people are like sheep. Al-awam kal-an'am, you know, masses are asses, you see. That's why democracy works, because they know how to fool the people, you see. So that time already, I was thinking that, you know, and we know politics, but you just use the word common sense. That you know South Africa at that time with 50 million people or whatever. So now 30, 40 million people are going to vote ANC. So who's going to vote for the opposition? So if you want a vibrant country, a vibrant democracy, you want all that, then you have to strengthen your opposition. Otherwise it will become dictatorship. And that is what happened in 94, 99 and 2000. Now the people are seeing the true colors of the ANC, that they're just there for themselves, just like other parties, to enrich themselves. And how much corruption, not million, million, billion, trillion is gone into rands. So therefore, if you take from 94 till now, so therefore, they got no one else to blame but themselves. Now look at the Speaker of Parliament, you understand? So now they have to replace the why? Corruption, millions again gone, you understood? And that Zuma, that Zondo Commission, you must remember, billions spent on that, and not one senior politician still imprisoned and all that. So just waste of time, if you ask me, you see, no benefit, really speaking. So like that. So one is the ANC, they're going to bring it down, that is their aim, to less than 50%. It'll be a good thing for the country if it happens. And then the second, the DA, you need to bring it down. You must remember, to below 50% in Western Cape. Even if they are the ruling party, but they won't have the majority of over 50%. You know? And then the third thing we must remember as Muslims, that we must see that who really is there to serve our interests. You know, understood? So you will have Al-Jama'ah party, you will have this one, but then they all get stuck. When they get stuck is what? Now what must they do with the Shia problem? Simple. Because now they'll get some politicians, they'll say, hey, these Maulvis and Muftis are just confusing you, and this Ulama, and these people are all Muslims, and they all read Kalima. If that is your stance, then even Qadianis are Muslims then, according to your definition. You see that? Because they will also say we read Kalima. So that is where it's happening. Like, see, in Makkah, last week it happened. So last week, remember, just 1 week ago, they had, I think I told you all to carry it, and I don't know. So, Bina'ul Jusur. So, you must remember that. So, what is Bina'ul Jusur? That you have to carry. So, you must remember this kind of things here. So, Bina'ul Jusur, they had to build the bridges, Bain al-Madaib al-Islamiyah. Now, the Saudi idiot who made this the theme. So, from the theme and the topic and the heading, You already directly, indirectly, you're telling the people, we consider these people to be Muslims. Because look at your heading, Bina'ul Jusur Bainal Madahibil Islamiyah. So what is that telling you? You got it. So you must remember this type of things. So I mean, it's a foolish thing. How can a person be a Muslim when you just take academic discussion, we can give 100,000 dalail. But for the public, if a person swears and curses Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, and the great, great Sahaba, can a person let it ever be Muslim? I'm asking. If your confidence is shattered regarding Sahaba, so finish, the whole deen will collapse, you must remember. The Quran, how we got it? Through Sahaba. The Ahadi, Sunnah, how we got? Through Sahaba. Whole deen we got through Sahaba. Allah speaks of them in various verses and so forth. So that is what we need to. And then if you want to study the Khomeinis and them, Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail, you can make muta and prostitution for 1 hour. So you want to say the Muslim, are you prepared to give your daughter for 1 hour muta prostitution? And so many things we can say. That for them, the Shias to sodomize your wife also is permissible. So all these things are crazy things. You must remember that. So there's not one. I studied the Shia fiqh, you understood? From Kitabul Taharat, Kitabul Hudu, right till Kitabul Miras, I haven't found a chapter, complete chapter, where we agree with them. No in Hudu, no in Ghusl, no in Salat, no in Siyam. Yesterday. So I was in Trikha, the person, you understand, in our family, that she, young girl, she said, you know, for why did she ask the wait, you understand, that they must wait for the stars to come out, then they break their fast. So I said, normal people, their brains are on top, but Shia's brains are at the bottom, you understood? So everything they do upside down, you understood? So you must remember. So how are you going to unite with people? So this whole conference is just to gain some credibility for Saudi, because now they know the Ummah is exposing them, that they are supporting Israel and little bit support to the Palestinians and so forth and so on. So that is what we need to understand, that they do this to fool, to camouflage the whole thing, to build a facade, to build a curtain, to just, you know, sort of cover and tread. There are clandestine activities with Israel and America and all this type of, because the Ummah are foolish, you understand? I mean, let's just be honest about this. The Ummah today are jahilun, aktharuhum. Majority of them are ignorant of Sharia or ghafilun. They don't even understand what is going on and so forth. So therefore, we need to understand what is happening in South Africa, in Africa. Take Sudan. Another easy example. Sudan was a peaceful country. They told Sudan, you must normalize ties with Israel, okay? So then we, America, will remove you from the terrorist list. So they said fine, because they had an agenda. Then Russia came in, and then Russia said, we want to establish a military base there. So there the junta, the army, whatever you want to call them, they said fine. Once they said that, America poked its nose inside, you see? And from that time now till now, how many thousand people dead, how many raped, how many deaths, how many dead, all this kind. So you are the cause. See Russia now. But Putin, therefore I like Putin. I said it this morning. Putin is a big harami. We need haramis like this at a time of war to take these guys on. You see, I heard myself, South African, SAFM and 702 and all this. They all carry the Jewish narrative. You must remember that, the Israeli narrative. What? Who is responsible for all those things here? So you must remember it is then ISIS. Since when ISIS fits in? ISIS got nothing to do with this. You must remember, it's hopeless that ISIS also is yours. Hillary Clinton, when she was running for elections in 2016, she said, we formed all these people, organization. You understood? All this, organization, and this one, and this one, and this. So even Hamas, he, Netanyahu, formed it.
He wanted to weaken PA and cause division amongst them. He financed them also initially and all these kind of things. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. So Hamas is giving him stars now, daytime, you see. MashaAllah, the harami. So the point I'm making, so Putin is too sharp. Putin say no Hamas and that. He's pointing the finger directly at Ukraine. And he's pointing the finger indirectly to America. And now they're preparing, I sent it out now, that they're preparing all their missiles and everything, and on there is written, whatever the name of that place, you know these Russian names are so difficult with the C, or whatever it is, that concert place and that, on there they're writing, this is for what you did there in Moscow, near Moscow and whatever you, so they're giving them this. And now they say you will see the bombing that will take place in Kiev and other places and all these type of things. So when you go and study Quran and you study Sunnah, you study, you will know everything is 100%, but we don't want to understand or we don't understand. كُلَّمَا أَوْقَدُوا نَارًا لِلْحَرْبِ أَدْفَأَهَا اللَّهُ. So every time they will ignite the war, they will put the spark there. Allah Ta'ala extinguishes it, but still their nature is such, وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. They will continue and they will strive to cause mayhem, chaos and all that. See now, our Rohingya Muslims. If you look at it, you must understand it like this. See, it's a circle, right? So you take Jews, Jutlas, so they busy with the Muslims in Palestine, okay? So they were arch enemy. You take India, the Hindus, the Mushrikeen, they busy there. Today that article came through that major madrasas, darulums, they want to close. You understood? Why? Because elections are coming near and they want to play to the gallery, the Hindufta. See what we did to the Muslims. You understand? They are greatest big madrasas, masjid, this, that, we did. So because they want to entrench themselves, Modi wants to become prime minister, whatever, for the third time, you see. So we must know. So we got Hindu, and we don't say every Hindu, we don't say every Jew, but we'll say majority. Then you take the Buddhist. Because China is with them and them, you see what they're doing to the Burmese Rohingya Muslims. Who is there for them? Our Muslim countries don't stand for them. Bangladesh, Indonesia, Malaysia, they all kick them out. So you get out, we don't want you. So where must they go? They have become stateless people. You see that? Nobody wants to exit because they're poor, they're refugees, they this, they that. So but Allah Ta'ala's system is such, Allah Ta'ala will change the tables. Sure. You see Burma, if you study. Hazrat Alimiya, Hazrat Mahmud Hasan Nadwi went there in those days, before the military rule. And he warned them, this extravagant lifestyle of your peoples, you're going to pay a very heavy price. And as soon as he reached India, the military took over. They asked him, how you know? He says, when you see clouds forming above your house on top and everything, then 80% you can see thick black clouds, you know it's going to rain. So yeah, the signs, everything, the people were so extravagant luxury, they would light their cigarettes with the money. And when the revolution came, military revolution, invasion came, whatever, the people had to run with the clothes on their body. You see? So that is what we must learn. So what I want to show you is, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعَضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. They are the ones who will always collude and work with one another. You saw Christians, you saw Christians that come to. You saw Jews, you saw Hindus, you saw Buddhists, not Christians. So what America wants? America wants a Christian that, well, they want that. They must be dominant, the white hegemony and this type of things. Yeah. So Biden can say, I'm a Zionist, I'm this. But always they want to keep the Muslims second class, third class. You must be according to them. Then you're okay. You see Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Syria, Jordan, Egypt, all these countries. So they're under America. So you're okay. You're a good guy. See, I teach you something, inform you something very good. We say, understand the sentence. We say, I also say, we must not use the word Israel. We must say occupied Palestine. Al-Ardul Muhtalla, in Arabic you call it. Okay. But if you just go a little bit deeper, and then you will understand what the Christians, what the Jews, what the Hindus, what the Buddhists, atheists, call them whatever you want to, have united on, those Muslims are a danger to humanity. Muslims, if they come, they will rule the world. So we must never allow Khilafat, let them fight among themselves and so forth. Deliberately, they'll put spark here, they'll put spark here and all. If you study it the opposite way, the Palestinians are the only Muslims. Understand my sentence properly. The Palestinians are the only Muslims who are not occupied. What I mean, they are not occupied. They are mines, they are jihad, they are all that. They are prepared to give everything. We don't, and we will never accept your subjugation. We will never accept your rule, and we will give our life in that. So if you look at it on the ground, they're occupied. But you look at it in the academically, and if you look at it intellectually, they are the only Muslims who are not occupied. You take it Israel, the Imam of the Haram. You know how long I'm translating khutbah. I see night time they make little bit dua about Yahud and all that, Makkah, Medina. But in the Jummah in Makkah, they don't say that. So what? The bush will tell the king will tell the crown prince will tell the imams, you mustn't use the word Yahud. So aren't you under subjugation and occupation? You understood? But the Palestinians, so they are intellectually, academically, not under occupation. You see that? Physically, they're under occupation. So that is what the world does not understand. That they say, we don't want your rule. We don't want your occupation. Nor physically, nor academically, nor intellectually, no way we want it. So these are things we must understand. But you see this ummah. Quran Kareem speaks, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ and so many أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. All this is in the Quran. Use your intelligence. Use your thinking process. Use your strategy and so forth and so on. But we are just like lost sheep, you know. We see anybody come and he speaks a little bit, you understand, nice English with a twang. You know, these guys come from America and Britain, and then there must be a white guy, you know, fair in complexion. Our people get carried away because the apartheid legacy is still there, you know. White is right and West is the best, you know. So that we suffer still from that inferiority complex. So once we get out of the shackles, then inshallah we will start thinking and behaving like Muslims.
Mufti Saab, here in South Africa, many of us are worried if another organization or another party comes into power, then our Islamic freedom will be gone. What does Mufti Saab advise with regards to
that? To say that ANC brought freedom is also lies. I give you statistics. When did the first Ijtima take place in South Africa? That Ijtima took place in 66 in Ladysmith. This was in the height of apartheid. When did Darulum Newcastle start, the oldest Darulum? In 73. So all this was in the height of apartheid, you must remember. You go now to Boer Kaap. It was Hilton Hotel, the opposite. Now it is that other name, what do you call it? That with the H, you understand? So this hotel there in Makkah also, they got it there, you understand?
Hilton.
Not Hilton, man. Hilton was, now it's another one, you understand? So anyway, so you must remember this kind. It was Hilton, but anyway, if you just look at the date, the easy way to remember, 1994 election. So 1794. So that masjid is there for 200 years. And now all from 230 years, whatever you want to say. So 200 years before democracy, our old masjid. So we had masajid, we had darlums, we had istima. Yes, we must admit what is the truth. The amount of freedom they gave us for ANC is much more than anybody gave us. With this radio station, you can run it. You must remember under the whites or under the others thing, anybody else and so on. They'll close it up. You must remember Allah forbid. So we indebted to them. And therefore, the dini azadi, the freedom we got in South Africa, you won't get anywhere in the world. Nor in any Muslim country, nor in any Arab country. We must admit to that. But to say there was no freedom, that's the point I'm disputing. That's a lie, you must remember. You must say there was freedom, but remember now that freedom was extended. You see that? That's the right way of saying it. Not to say there was no freedom. So how all your masjids came into existence and all these type of things? How all your madrasas, darulums came into existence? Most of them came into existence in apartheid time, the famous ones and old ones. So like that, and ijtimaas from 66 is running the ijtimaas, not from now. So we must be very clear on it. You must say yes, that the freedom and the extension of it took place and the more flexibility took place under the ANC. That is true, you understand? ANC won't be kicked out. The only thing that will happen is this, will they be above 50% or will they go under 50%? They will still be the ruling party. You can say what you want to, because the African people will still vote for them, majority of them. So they consider them as the liberators, so you must remember that, with all the corruption and all this kind of thing. So the only thing that will happen is, that's why I made that my starting point. We have to try to bring the DA in Western Cape less than 50%, although there will be the ruling party. And people must try to bring the ANC less than 50% so they don't have the dictatorship and just do as you please. You understood? Then you will see service delivery, all that, because then there will be coalition politics in it. But end of the day is our a'mal also. How straight are we? You know, we also crooked like no man's business. Look at our Muslims, our business, our fraud, our corruption among ourselves and this type of things. How many people eating up other people's inheritance and so forth and so on. So you must remember that. So inshallah, and inshallah, everything will be fine. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us and accept our siyam and qiyam and our good deeds. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.